Well, if it isn't my favorite little pup, then what do I owe the privilege of seeing you in my den tonight? It is a bit obvious, from how the silk robe is draped over your body as you lay in my nest. It's an invitation. But I don't want to just assume, so I'm going to need you to use your words. Let me hear you say it. Why are you here, puppy? Do you want to fuck the big bad wolf? Thought so. Watching as I climb into the nest, my form easily dwarfing yours. Can't help how your cock aches at just the view of me on top of you. Feels so dainty underneath me. Your tiny form bearing no match for my werewolf one. Watching as my tail flicks behind me, you run your fingers through my hair, pulling me down. Not happy with just feeling me on top of you, getting to look down my shirt and seeing a lack of bra. No, no, no. You need a taste like the greedy puppy you are. Someone's eager. Can feel your cock through the flimsy fabric of the robe, practically begging for my attention. What if I were to reach my hand down and start to go lower? What would I find? I think I should check to see if you're telling the truth, Pop. Seems you were. And is this a plug in your asshole? Seems someone came prepared, didn't he? Such a slut. Didn't want to wait to get my cock. Needed it right away, didn't you? Sliding off your robe, you feel as my one hand starts to play with the base of the plug, tugging on it, purposefully brushing it against your prostate. Can't help but moan as I take it out. My fingers instantly delving inside, making sure you're open enough to take me. Pressing yourself against my heavy cock, you feel it against your thigh, leaking a bit of pre, making such a mess for me. Just look at you, getting so wet. What a slutty pup you are. Don't have an ounce of shame, do ya? It's not like a slut needs it. Just need to spread your legs a bit wider. Wiggle them a bit more, and then you'll get what you want. Oh, you know how much I love to tease you, to drag all of this out. My cock brushes against your entrance, teasing just outside your hole. The tip almost goes in a few times, only to be pulled away at the last second. Listen to how you whine. You've been waiting for an awfully long time, haven't you? That's so long, puppy. I'm more surprised that you were able to go that long without an orgasm. Can only imagine how hard it was for you to ignore your own aching cock. The plug in your ass offering the only relief, the only distraction. Probably only made it worse for yourself as you laid in my nest, waiting to hear my footsteps. Such an eager little thing. Took my cock once and it ruined you completely. Can't go back to how you used to do it. Not when you know the pleasures of taking a knot, of being a good boy. On your back, spreading your legs for a werewolf is where you belong, huh? Good fucking boy. Moaning into my mouth, getting to taste your pleasure and muffle it for any passerbys. Don't give two shits who hears you when you're out this deep in the forest. It's either going to be another werewolf or a camper. Doesn't matter if they see a puppy like you acting like such a slut. Don't have to lie and pretend you have dignity. You can barely keep it up that first time I fucked you. Chasing you through the woods, telling you to get out of my territory. You ended up tripping and falling over a log, tearing your pants. Oh, it made it so easy for me. Like you were practically begging to be bent over and to take what I had. I just had to nod and breathe this ass of yours. The way you cried when you came. Never felt anything so good, so intense. Making a mess all over your own hands. Such a beautiful sight, puppy. Still think about it when I need to come sometimes. Look so gorgeous in the moonlight. My knot pumping you full of cum, breathing you full, teasing you about knocking you up. From that moment on, you were hooked, weren't ya? No, you know how to take it like a good slut. Feeling my hips rock against yours. You press your hips a bit further back. That way you can impale yourself a bit deeper. Need to feel my cock brushing against your prostate, don't you? Your favorite way to come since meeting me. Don't worry, Pop. I'm gonna let you come on my knots. You either come on that or not at all. You know the drill. A good puppy slut knows his place. Knows to come on my knots. Not even going to attempt it a second sooner. Otherwise, that means a month in the cage. Hated it so much the last time. I remember how you whined, how you begged, tried to do extra chores to get on my good side, to convince me to release you sooner. Every single time you were met with one simple word, no. And that's what you're gonna be met with this time as well. You are going to come untouched. You're going to let go as soon as you feel my knot lock us into place. The second you start to get bred up is the second you have permission to let go. Any second sooner and you're being an ungrateful slut. Don't want to be greedy. If you're greedy, then you can't be a good puppy, can you? That's why you work so hard to do what you're told. Only going to give you my cock if it means I get to feel good too. Your pleasure is just a side effect. I'm fucking you because it makes me happy. I adore how your old clench is around me. How tight and warm and wet you feel as my cock continues to fuck into you. Making short aim for your prostate. You can feel how your cock leaks, making such a big mess. Might have to let you lick that up later. Don't want to get my hands dirty like that. That's something more suited to you, puppy. After all, you are just a simple-minded pup. Doing what you're told and getting praised for it is the most you can hope for. It's not like you've got much going on in that head of yours. The only thing on your mind at any given moment in the day is how to get my knot inside you, right? You can't lie to me. Not without your moaning. Your lips might not tell the truth, but your body certainly does. Getting closer the more my cock presses inside you. Never giving you a second to catch your breath. I'm going to knock you up, puppy. It's what every good boy needs. Going to come on my knot or not at all. If you can't come hands-free, then I guess you didn't really need to. It's not like sluts need to come. It's a luxury for you. A privilege for when you are well-behaved. Only thing you gotta do is take my load. Handle my knot. It's so easy, even you couldn't fuck it up. I'm trying to make this as easy for my sweet puppy as I can. You're practically shaking underneath me. Can barely get your arms around my massive form. So much bigger than you. You feel so dainty whenever you're in my presence. Never considered yourself fragile until you met Werewolf. Now you know how it feels to be vulnerable. And it gets you rock fucking solid. Practically swimming in how large my nest is. Needs to be quite big to accommodate me. My warmth completely encompasses you, pins you between my body and the floor. All you can do is squirm and maybe rock your hips, impaling yourself just a bit deeper. Love being my delicate little puppy slut, don't you? Oh, tiny little pup. Looks so fucking good taking my cock. Oh, such a pretty boy. I feel your grip tighten around me as you start to get closer. Trying to think about anything besides how good you feel. But my cock doesn't stop, no. Purposefully aiming for your prostate with every thrust. Your thoughts start to swim, making noises instead of words. It's getting to be too much for you, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Looks so pretty when I fucked your brains out. Not a single thought besides how great it feels to be stuffed full. How badly you want my nut. How desperate you are to feel me knock you up. Want to be bred like the good boy you are. Oh, I know that's what you need. It's what's going to send you over the edge. It's what's going to make you come. Just listen to how you moan. Love here and how ruined you are. Such a good slut, taking what you're given and still asking for more. You might not be able to speak, but that doesn't mean your hips aren't communicating it. Oh, clenching around me, trying to keep me in as the knot gets bigger. Oh, that's right, puppy. You're doing such a good job. You're going to make me come, aren't you? Need to feel me, not you. Need to be filled and bred up. It's all you're good for. If your hole is left empty, then you're just going to get more desperate. Going to end up trying to find a stranger to fuck you. Oh, I've got you. Oh, right here, puppy. Eyes on me. Holy fuck. So fucking close. You're going to come with me, aren't you? That's a good slot. Why don't you show me how good it feels? Don't keep me waiting. Milk my nuts. I know you can do it. You want my cum, don't you? Then earn it. You can do it. Oh, right like that. That's so good. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, yeah. Let go. Oh, let go. Come with me. I don't know how you manage it, but you always get prettier after you come. Humming happily as I pull away, you shimmy your hips a bit, getting used to my nod inside you. It's going to be there for another hour or two, pup. You better get used to it. Should be already used to it, if I'm being honest, you know. Considering you were sitting here with a plug in your ass waiting for me. The only difference is that this time, you have come in there too. My cock isn't alone. The warm liquid pumps into you every so often. The knot making sure none of it gets out. Going to end up walking back to town reeking of werewolf cum. Leaving a snail trail behind you. You're going to have to leave before sunrise if you want to keep it a secret that the town's golden boy is really a puppy slut for the local werewolf. Don't think that would look too good on your record. At the end of the day, you're always going to be my good puppy slut.